Class KG, Subject English Language. Children, we now come to the second part of our lesson with a new topic, One and Many, add S, O-N-E-1. We make use of O-N-E-1 when we talk about a single thing like a single book, a single duster, a single chair. I am sure you all know O-N-E-1, one object. O-N-E-1 means only the number one. It means all about one. One pen, one pencil, one ball, one chocolate. If one object is there, we say O-N-E-1. We call it with their name. P-E-N pen, B-A-L-L ball, P-E-N-C-I-L pencil. Many, M-A-N-Y many. We make use of many for things which are more than one in number, like two books, five dusters, three chalks. More than one is many. Many means more. Many books, many dusters, many chairs. Remember, children, changing from one to many, we add S to the end of the word. Hold one book in your hand. And for O-N-E-1, we say the number one book. But do you have only one book, one pencil, one cup, one color? You have more than one. So, you have many books, many pencils, many cups, many colors. So, for many, we say books, pencils, cups. We add S to the word B-O-O-K, book, P-E-N-C-I-L, pencil, C-U-P, cup, and say, I have five books, B-O-O-K-S, books, three pencils, P-E-N-C-I-L-S, pencils, nine cups, C-U-P-S, cups. Mummy has many saris, many bangles, many lipsticks. Daddy has many pens, many shirts, many shoes. And I hope you have many toys, many pencils, many frocks, and many friends. So, let us once again revise the concept of one and many. Look around your house and let us say together, O-N-E-1, M-A-N-Y, many. One door, five doors. One window, seven windows. One table, six tables. One chair, four chairs. One toy, eight toys. One fan, three fans. I hope you have learnt the concept of O-N-E-1 and M-A-N-Y, many. One refers to a single thing, only one object, and we call it with a name. But many refers to more than one in number, and we add S to the end of the word. Thank you, children.